Hello. For part two of this series, we first spoke to Mark from Mark's Cafe and Nicole from the Visitor Center Cafeteria. We're here with Mark from Mark's Cafe. Hello, sir. So the first question is, what made you choose to become a restaurateur?
I think before I started to open cafes, because this is a cafe, not a restaurant, and there's a big difference. It was out of necessity that when I finished my studies, I needed to do some career building. So this idea of opening a specialty coffee shops came across, and I liked it very much. And since then, when I was 23 years old, we opened the first specialty coffee shop near Barcelona. And from there, I never stopped.
So how long has it been since this cafe has been set up? When was it set up initially?
We are now in Kulapalayam. So we are here since the past 5 years. We started with one shop. And then during the last 5 years, we have expanded to the full building. And also we have built on top of it. Upstairs is dedicated only to baking and gelato making, to produce all the products that we serve in our cafes. So in 5 years, we have definitely grown up quite a lot. And that is because amazing response from customers, appreciating the quality of the coffees, the quality of the bakes, the quality of the ice creams, the service, the ambience. That is encouraging us to continue to grow and to get better and better.
And what initially brought you to Auroville?
I discovered Auroville through my Indian exploration trips when I was very young, at the age of 19. And at the age of 21, I decided to come to Auroville to explore the community for 6 months' time. And in 6 months, I explored different work, different jobs, different communities, just to have a proper understanding what Auroville was all about. And I really loved it. So after, when I was 26, 1997, I decided to come and settle down.
Okay, so how many customers do you get on a daily basis on average? And do you have any statistics about how many of these people are Aurovillians and how many are just passing through?
In Mark's Cafe, I would say 50% of the customers are Aurovillians or newcomers or long-term volunteers. One of the reasons why is because we offer very generous discounts. We don't want to make money out of our community members, and we want this to be their place. Kulapalayam, I feel this is the idea of Mark's Coffees, that if you live here, you work for Auroville and you like coffee and good cakes and good juices, the price should not be a barrier for you to come and enjoy a cup of coffee with us. So it's kind of a service towards the community members. Thanks to the weekend crowd that comes from Bangalore and other cities, we are willing to run the place very well, because then they pay the full price. They also bring new energy to the place, new faces, lot of young people. So it's great for us to have them too, because they also spread the word that we exist, that here we do something very special, and help us also to open up a little bit more the market for us in terms of selling coffee beans to cafes or other establishments.
That's wonderful. And the produce that you use here, is it locally sourced or do you bring it in from outside?
Coffee doesn't grow in Auroville. I mean, it does grow, the plant grows. I have in here in the cafe some coffee plants in my home also, and many Aurovillians, they do have coffee plants for the joy and pleasure to have a beautiful plant, which gives you a beautiful flower, first of the fruit. But no, the coffee grows in South India. And South India is not a small terrain, it's a huge piece of land, but definitely the coffees are all sourced from South India. And the closest coffee plantation we have is around 350 kilometers from Auroville, and that was the first one we chose. And slowly, slowly we moved until the farthest place we source coffee is from Wayanad, which is in Kerala. That is how far we go to buy coffees from India.
And how does the changing climate affect the quality and the price you pay for your produce?
It does affect a lot, because 1 degree difference makes a big difference in coffee. Fortunately, we have a very strong, close relationship with the farmers we buy the coffee from. They are aware of it, and we read a lot of documentation research done to help farmers to minimize climate change in coffee plantations. Most of the coffee plantations, all of the coffee plantations we buy from are shade grown. So that means that there is a canopy first of jungle trees and other trees that provide shade to the coffee plants. So evaporation of water is much less, and we keep the temperature as cool as possible. In other aspects of processing coffee, like sun drying, then also we advise them to change the techniques that they were using for the past 150 years, update their skills and adapt to the new climate change by building up some greenhouses and some protection to slow down the drying process. Otherwise, the temperature is very high, so the drying happens too fast, and then that will affect directly the taste of coffee.
And lastly, what are some of the items on your menu that you would recommend to our listeners?
Of course, here we have on the menu 7 types of coffees that can be brewed in 7 different ways. So you see how many the options do you have only by exploring just the coffee scene. We also have a beautiful range of teas, because we believe that we give good coffee, we should give equally great teas. So we have a big 7 teas to choose from. Beverages, we have cold pressed juices, we have smoothies, we have shakes, and we have a lot of, we do our own sharbats and squashes. In terms of food, it's very limited. The kitchen's small and it's a cafe. So our main meal, most meal, is a breakfast. We have a big breakfast here with free range eggs from Auroville Farms. And then we bake our own sourdough breads, and we do our own bakes, croissants, hand-rolled croissants, pain au chocolat, all these beautiful items that for breakfast, they are just excellent. And across the day, people enjoy to have a grilled sandwich with some salad, and that's what usually you can offer you here, as well as the newly introduced homemade gelato that it's coming along. So yes, coffee, bakes, and gelato are the 3 main core products that you can enjoy at Mark's Coffees.
Thank you so much for your time, sir.
You're most welcome.
So can you start by telling us your name?
Oh, my name is Nicole.
What made you choose to become a restaurateur?
I didn't choose. I came to the visitor center in 1999 to see a little bit what the place was like. And I saw that the place needed input, and I was asked to help. And the one place where it was more easy to step in was the restaurant. So I just started to do that.
And when was this set up?
1991.
And how did you end up making your way to Auroville? What's your journey?
I had a boyfriend who had come here in 1973 and who wanted to come back. So I started to read books about Mother and Shobindo, and then I came here in 1976 for the first time.
And is business going as expected?
It depends what you expect. The visitor center is a very special situation in that it is a captive market. People come to the visitor center because they want to come to Matumandir or to know something about Auroville. So they come and some of them choose to have something to eat here. So it's not a competitive market situation like it would be for other places.
And also, are most of the people who come here tourists or visitors, or are they Aurovillians? And if so, what is their method of payment, by cash or by AuroCard?
So obviously, the visitor center is primarily for visitors. It's the one place in Auroville that is open to the visitors throughout the year. We have about 60% of our clients that come from the outside and about 40% that are either Aurovillians or AuroCard users.
And the produce that you use, is it locally sourced or do you get it from elsewhere?
So, of course, there's many things that you can't source locally. I mean, source meaning that are grown in this in South India here. There's many things you can't get. You can get your wheat, you can get several of your pulses, many things. So here we source as much as possible from the farms of Auroville in terms of milk. All the milk we use here is Auroville milk. And in terms of vegetables and fruits, some of the fruits, we have a link with Foodlink and we have a link with specific farms for specific products. And a lot of the food we get comes from Rajasthan. We get organic food from Rajasthan. All the wheat, sugar, pulses, oil, all these things come organic from Rajasthan. And then we have an organic vegetable producer from Uti who sends also twice a week to us for the kind of vegetables that we cannot grow here, like potatoes and carrots and all these things.
And has the changing climate affected the produce or the prices that you get for the produce?
Well, I think it's just, you know, farm group has just gone up regularly, mostly because of the wages factor, I think. But in India, you just have a variation. When I started, it was a few rupees for a kilo of onion, and now it is 22 or 23 or whatever it is, and that change has come very fast. So, of course, if you have a flood or if you have a drought, the prices of vegetables in India or any country in the world will change dramatically.
And if you were to recommend something for our listeners off your menu, what would it be?
Here we do a healthy plate, which is basically changing every day. And it is based on Auroville products, and it's a combination of soup, cereals, vegetables, salad, and a sweet, and it's very popular.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This program was produced by Akshay Thimaya and Avdi Bhalgat, students from Symbiosis Center for Media and Communication, Pune. Thank you for listening.